From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Wisconsin, the fight over collective bargaining has moved to a new phase to recall elections in several state Senate districts. The law taking away collective bargaining rights for most of the state's public employees is being challenged in the courts and remains on hold. In the meantime, petitions were filed today to force Republican State Senator Luther Olson into a recall election. Petitions have already been filed against two other Republicans, and more could be coming this week. A number of Democrats are also facing a backlash. NPR's David Shaper has the latest on this unprecedented recall effort.
This is something Lorraine Lucinski never imagined herself doing.
Hi. Can I take a minute of your time to talk with you about Senator Olson?
Never more politically active than the occasional yard sign or bumper sticker, this 41-year-old mother of two is walking door to door on this crisp April evening in Montello, Wisconsin, a small town about an hour's drive north of Madison. She's trying to get her neighbors to sign petitions to recall veteran Republican State Senator Luther Olson.
No, you ain't going to talk to me about Senator Olson because I think he's a great man.
Thank you.
I think he's a great man.
Thank you.
It doesn't always go well. Feelings both for and against the elimination of most collective bargaining rights for nearly all public employees run strong here. Lucinski works as an epidemiologist for the state health department and says she feels under attack.
Because it was such a personal affront to me, thinking this is the American dream, you work hard, and now, okay, you're going to have $300 less in your check a month. Because we don't agree that you should have collective bargaining rights.
Lucinski says she's voted for Republican Luther Olson in the past, which is why she's so disappointed he went along with Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's plan to eliminate her collective bargaining rights.
Would you be willing to sign the recall petition?
And Lucinski does find support at the home of Irene Fritchie, who says the legislation pushed through by the Republicans just isn't right.
They bargained for that years ago. I mean, to take it away now, I don't see that.
Close to 23,000 other residents in this sprawling central Wisconsin district also signed, and organizers filed those signatures with state elections officials in Madison today.
Well, I mean, I wish the whole thing could have came down different, but it didn't. But in essence, you know, sometimes you have to make tough decisions.
State Senator Luther Olson says he tried working behind the scenes to broker a compromise on the collective bargaining legislation, but says he doesn't regret his vote. He's one of three Republicans now in the Wisconsin Senate already facing likely recalls. Petitions against two more could be filed later this week, and as many as eight Republicans in all could face recalls in what is shaping up to be a very active summer politically here. Labor-backed Democrats hope to win at least three seats, enough to flip control of the upper chamber their way. But as many as eight Democrats in the Wisconsin Senate could be facing recall elections of their own.
This is the last drive-through that we're going to be having for our recall effort.
Standing in an abandoned gas station on a busy highway in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Dan Hunt is leading the recall drive against Democratic State Senator Bob Wirch.
He left his job. He stopped representing us. And that's a major thing.
Hunt says his involvement in the recall effort has nothing to do with the content of the collective bargaining bill, but everything to do with the fact that Wirch and 13 other Democrats left the state to try to prevent a vote on the bill. Hunt says if elected representatives just left every time they didn't like a bill, there'd be chaos.
I think that's the worst thing that a representative can do. They're supposed to be where they're supposed to be in order to debate and mend and vote. And that's their... Just because you're going to be on the losing side doesn't mean you should take off and run away.
As a few drivers pull in and sign petitions, others honk their support, though it's difficult to tell if they're supporting the drive to recall Wirch or supporting counter-demonstrators with signs reading, "Honk if you want to recall Governor Walker." Hunt says this week his group will file more than enough signatures to force Wirch into a recall election. For his part, Senator Bob Wirch stands behind his decision to go to Illinois for 3 weeks to stall the bill. And he says his Wisconsin constituents stop and thank him every day. David Shaper, NPR News.